Yeah, good morning, Jane, and I believe you had a trip to Ethiopia.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I went last month.
Do you want to tell me how that came about and something about that trip?
Yeah. Well, I attend Eastleigh Community Church, and which is a local church in East Bentley, and one of my friends who goes to my church, she told me about this trip because she works with a girl who was going with a group of people from City Life Church to Ethiopia, and they were going to be providing medical aid to the people that really needed it. And I decided that that was something that I wanted to do. Even though I'm not a doctor or a nurse, but I'm an occupational therapist, but I thought it was something that would be really worthwhile to go to, and I really wanted to, I guess, help out on a medical team.
Well, wonderful. How many went on that trip and
Yeah, we went with a team of 8 people. So we had a group of doctors, nurses, a pharmacist, and a radiographer.
And what areas of Ethiopia did you go into?
We spent most of our weekends in Addis Ababa, which is the capital city of Ethiopia, and we helped out in a church there, and then we spent the weekdays over a period of a couple of weeks in an area called Santali, which is east of Ethiopia, probably about a 3 to 4 hour drive from Addis Ababa. Yeah, so that's quite rural.
And what were the facilities like when you had the medical teams there? And how many did you minister to?
Sorry, can you please repeat that question?
Yeah. What were the facilities like where you're doing the treatment to the people in Ethiopia, and how many people were availing themselves of that medical aid?
Okay, well, it was, we went to quite a few government buildings and like pharmacy centres. They were quite basic in nature, and you didn't always have access to electricity, so generally the electricity didn't work. At some of the clinics we went to, or the centres, the doors were actually locked, so we had to do the clinics outside because there's quite interesting politics with the government not always wanting the Kiru people who we were assisting to be helped. So we had to work around that and set up some shade cloths and work outdoors. So yeah, we had some interesting times ahead of us, and we treated all up over the trip. We treated 1,500 people. So it was quite busy.
Could you give me a sketch of, just some of the things that the complaints that you dealt with when you were over there?
Well, there were issues that at quite a few of the clinics, we had to have government people come and observe. So we had to pay them money for coming along to the clinics, even though they didn't really help much. They were kind of just had an observing role, but it was one of the aspects we had to deal with the clinics running. Another issue we had was that we had it organised that 500 people would be at one of our really big clinics. And we ended up having 800 people waiting before we even got there, and we just didn't have time to treat them all. And we were trying to explain this to the translators, who explained it to the local people, but they just wouldn't go. And we had a big issue in relation to that happening, because as the day progressed, it just, like, we just, it was hard to do crowd control because the crowd just got a bit out of hand. So we ended up having to close the clinic early because there was so much pressure on the setup, outdoor setup that we'd organised, that it was going to collapse on everyone if we hadn't have shut up the clinic early. So that was really disappointing because we would have loved to have provided more medical aid to the people, but our safety was also quite important.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think you did a little bit of work with the children over there. Do you want to detail me on that, please?
Yeah. Well, at points I was in charge of spending a bit of time with the children. So I taught them some different activities, like we blew some bubbles, and they really enjoyed that, and played some skipping, and some of them actually hadn't dealt with crayons before, so we were drawing with crayons, and some of the children put them in their mouth, and I tried to explain no and demonstrated that you actually draw with it, so they understood that, which was good, but it got a bit chaotic because there were one of the clinics, there was about 40 or so children around me, and they all wanted to be drawing at the same time, and there was not a lot of space for that. But that was it was quite fun to hang out with them, and they were just really excited with being able to kick the soccer ball around or play with some tennis balls or use some skipping ropes and skip around.
Oh, thanks, Jane.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're queen of the kids. We've got to close off soon, but just want to give me a detail about just the culinary delights, you know, the food that you ate there.
Oh, yes. We had a special type of bread called injera, and that's quite a bitter bread, and it's shaped a lot like a pancake. So we ate that with most meals. And then we also had quite a lot of dishes that had lentils in it and vegetables, or sometimes dishes with goat. So, yeah, I quite enjoyed it, though. But we had lots of dishes with rice, too. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Jane and Bruce, for your interview there. And for those listening, Jane was talking about her missions tour to Ethiopia, and that was a medical clinic that she attended there, helping the people in Ethiopia. And, of course, Jane is a member of a Christian church in East Bentley. Thank you very much, Jane.
Thank you, Doug.
Okay, bye.
Bye.